New year. People say new year, new me, new you, new habits. People will have new faces at the gym. I already saw a few of them this year. I hope they last till Valentine's Day. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you guys have new plans, new agendas, and then there are some people are like, I'm already all worn out from the holidays. Oh my goodness, man, I need a vacation from Christmas vacation or whatever. The kids go back to school tomorrow. Thank God, right, for some of us, right? Am I right? So today let's talk about how to be strong. How to be strong in the Lord. Not just in ourselves. If it was in ourselves, we would never get weak. How to be strong in Him. How to be strong in the Lord. We're going to start in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 40, beginning in verse number 28. These verses are going to be up on the screen. I'm going to go today with New King James, Amplified Bible, New Living Translation. If you got something else, we might read it too, okay? And so I just love the different translations, and thank God for the great technology we have today that gives us the ability to do them that quick and really bring out some of the meanings of the different translations of the text. So, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, I love this verse. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Everybody say strength. Hey, God wants me to be strong, and I can be strong in Him, right? To those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary. So, it's not an issue of being young. Well, when I was young, but now I'm old. It's not an issue of that when it comes to spiritual strength. You can be, you know, whatever age you think is old, and the older I get, that number keeps getting farther away in my life, all right? So whatever age you think is old, you can still be strong in Him. It's not an issue of youthfulness. He says here, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But here's the secret. But those who wait on the Lord. And the word wait means who hope in Him, who trust in Him, who depend upon Him, who spend time with Him. Those who wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The key is it comes from the Lord. How do I do this? How can I be strong in the Lord? Let me say this right now. When I trust in the Lord, my strength is renewed. When I trust in Him, that means I refuse to worry. I refuse to try to manipulate things myself. I don't put all my faith in money. I don't put all my faith in other people. My faith is in God. I seek first His kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto me. When I trust in the Lord, my strength is renewed. The Bible says things like this. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. It says the joy of the Lord is your strength. It says rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. So when I trust Him, I rejoice in Him. When I trust Him, I count it all joy no matter what comes my way. Joy is tied to strength. Joy is tied to trusting in the Lord. So no matter what goes wrong, I say, you know what? God's on my side. No matter what goes wrong, if God's for me, who can be against me? I rejoice in Him. I trust in Him. No matter what goes wrong, who says what? My kids did this, my kids did that, whatever. Hello, you out there? You got home, huh? I'm going to just count it all joy and trust in Him anyway because God is on my side. I will not fear what can man do unto me. That's trusting in the Lord. And so I can rejoice in Him. I can trust in Him. And I have plenty to rejoice about if I just look for it. I'm amazed how many people can be so negative as if they're getting paid for it when they have so much to be thankful for and so much to rejoice about. Yes? I mean, just living here in Southern California is a blessing. Well, nobody said amen. Well, why do you live here then? Move. You know what I'm saying? Go where you're going to be happy. I mean, it's just we're just blessed to live here, and we're blessed to live in the United States of America. If you've ever been to a developing nation, you know how blessed we are just to live here. There's so much to be thankful for. We get to hear the gospel. We get to worship God. We get to love one another. We have so much to rejoice about. Amen. Why don't we choose to be a thermostat instead of a thermometer? Thermometer is inconsistent. It changes with the weather. It's got no power to change the weather. If it's cold, it goes down. If it's hot, it goes up. It just changes all the time, right? But the thermostat sets the temperature. The thermostat says, it's going to be warm. It's going to be hot. I will rejoice. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Why not be the thermostat instead of the thermometer? And there's going to be times when you and I have to dig our heels in and say, I will be strong in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Let me say this. I can't depend upon others to keep me strong. I can't. Now, we need each other. And we need church, and we need life groups. We're going to start again here in just a few weeks, our life groups. But get ready to sign up for them. They're going to be fantastic. Next Sunday, Vision Sunday. You want to be here for Vision Sunday. We read about the eagle. Eagles fly high, eagles see far. The most amazing thing about eagles, everybody knows, is their vision. What they can see. God makes us like that. Fly high, fly long, and see far. Amen. So be here next Sunday for visions, laying out vision and goals and stuff for 2019. Amen. But we need each other, and iron sharpens iron, and we need each other, yet there are times when we have to pass the test of standing alone. The time comes as we grow in the Lord, and part of our vision and family life is to grow believers to full maturity in Him. The time comes as we grow in the Lord where I can't depend upon somebody else to keep me strong. Well, Lord, I would have been strong if they would have helped me. Lord, it's their fault I'm not strong. It's their fault I'm wavering. Sorry, no excuses. Hey, and self-pity never moved a mountain.
Good word.
Let me say that one again because I can tell you, you all love that one. Self-pity never solved a problem. Self-pity never moved a mountain. Self-pity is one of the most pitiful emotions we can ever embrace. There is a better way, trusting in God, being strong in Him. So for an example of this, let's see what David did when he had to stand alone. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, I'm going to go to the Amplified Bible here. I'm going to read 8 verses, but it's the 8th verse I want us to key in on, or maybe about the 6th verse I want us to key in on, those last few verses there. What David did when he had to be strong and nobody was helping him stay strong. 1 Samuel 30 verse 1, Amplified Bible. When David and his men came home to Ziklag on the third day, they found the Amalekites had made a raid on the south, the Negev and on Ziklag, and they'd struck Ziklag and burned it with fire. This is their home. Now they're out following King David, the army and so forth. While they're gone, the enemy comes in, burns their town, and takes all their wives and their children away captive. They'd taken away the women and all who were there, both great and small, captive. They killed no one, but carried them off and went on their way. So David and his men came to the town. Behold, it was burned. Their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive. Then David and the men with him lifted up their voices and wept. Look what it says now. Until they had no more strength. No more strength to weep. Things like this can sap our strength. Attacks of the enemy can sap our strength. When things go wrong, it can sap our strength. When our family is attacked, it can sap our strength. When our kids are attacked, it can sap our strength. When we're believing this, but that happens, hey, that can sap our strength. Would you agree with that? And it says here, they're just like us. They just didn't know what to do. They just sat there and grown men, these are warriors, sat down and wept. And wept like babies and grieved so hard until they had no more power, no more strength. They had no more strength to weep. Verse 5, David was an exempt. I mean, the leader was attacked also. His two wives had been taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. David was greatly distressed. Stress can sap our strength. Pressure can sap our strength. When things go wrong, it can be a stressful thing. That can take away our strength. Yes? David was greatly distressed. Please don't think that because I'm a pastor, I get a pass. It's not pastor, like you get a pass. You follow me? I get attacked as much as you do, maybe more than you do. No less, that's for sure. I'm just trying to help all of us learn how to overcome and how to move the mountains in our life. Things that we can do from the Word that guarantee us victory. Yeah. David was greatly distressed, for the men spoke of stoning him. Uh-oh, they're turning on their leader, the one who's made them mighty men, the one who's brought them great victory and great abundance because they were with him. God's anointing was on David from when he was a youth. These guys were all messed up. You read other parts of the Bible here, they're all messed up, and they come find David. They become mighty men. They become a united army, a band of warriors, and they win all these battles. Then all of a sudden this goes on, and they begin to point the finger at David. To the point where they're talking about maybe just stoning him, just blaming him for it all the way. So yeah, that would sap your strength. He was greatly distressed. The men spoke of stoning him because the souls of them all were bitterly grieved. People do dumb things at times like this. And they blame the wrong people at times like this. Remember, the devil is your enemy, not people. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The enemy goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We can often blame somebody we love when it's the devil who's really behind the scenes causing all this mess. Hello? And so it says they spoke of stoning him because their souls were so bitterly grieved, each man for his sons and daughters. But here's why I read the Amplified Bible. David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord his God. What am I saying? I can't depend upon others to keep me strong. There's going to come times like this in my life when all those around me are not keeping me strong. In fact, all those around me are causing me stress. And in this case, all those around him were threatening his very life. Whoa, I haven't been quite that far yet, okay? You with me now? And so we need to understand that I can't depend upon others to keep... You can go ahead and sit right there. I can't depend upon others to keep me strong. The time comes when I must encourage myself and strengthen myself in the Lord my God. Verse 7 and 8, David said to Abiathar the priest, Abimelech's son, I pray you bring me the ephod. That was a priestly garment. Abiathar brought him the ephod. David inquired of the Lord. David went to the Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He went to the Lord saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? The Lord answered him. At times like this, ask the Lord. At times like this, don't wallow in, why did this happen to me? How could this happen to me? I can't believe this happened to me. If he had done that, there would have been no answers. Instead of saying, why, God, why? He said, God, what should I do? That's the prayer. What do I do? What's the next step? What do I pray? What promise can I stand upon? Who do I talk to? Who can help me? Lord, what do I do? What's the strategy? Show me what to do. So many believers get stuck in self-pity. So many believers are like, why? We call that wallowing in the why. Instead of praying, God, what? God, what? What do I do? And that's what David said. Lord, what should I do? Should I pursue? Should I overtake them? The Lord answered him, pursue, because you shall utterly overtake them and without fail recover all. And we won't, for time's sake, keep on reading here, but if you read here, that's exactly what happened. They recovered everything, every wife, every child, every son, every daughter, and plundered all their stuff. And ended up being better off than they were before the enemy ever attacked them. You shouldn't mess with the people of God, right? It's really important. Now, here are some things I want you to do to stay strong, all right? And these are going to be on the screen. Use your thoughts to build yourself up, not tear yourself down. Listen, your thoughts will fool you. Your feelings will fool you. But I am in control of my thought life. Remember that. Now, that's not on the screen. It probably ought to have been. I am in control of my thought life. Now, I can't control what thoughts might hit my head, but I can control what thoughts stay in there. And there is something in there, thank God, all right? You follow me? I don't care who you are. Everybody has stupid, dumb thoughts that come to everybody. I don't care how holy you think you are. But the thoughts that stay there, then that's up to me. Right? So use your thoughts to build yourself up, not tear yourself down. So many people just give themselves a mental beating at a time like this. Well, how could I be so dumb? How come I didn't see this coming? What did I do wrong? And they just beat, you're such a loser. They just beat themselves up. But if somebody else got in your face and said, you're an idiot, you're a loser, you're so, you'd be like, don't call me that. But then you do it to yourself. And you believe yourself more than anybody else. So use your thoughts to build yourself up. Not tear yourself down. Here's what I know. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Here's what I know. You have what it takes. You can get that new job. You can go back to school. You can meet the right person. You can get out of debt. You can be healed. You can have a great career. You can have a great life. All these things are yours in Christ. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. You can turn the tide in your life. You can move the mountains by faith. Yes, you can. But you got to believe it. Right. Say what. Use your thoughts to build yourself up, not tear yourself down. Listen, use your words. This is so important. And it's in this order, thoughts, then words. Use your words to build yourself up, not tear yourself down. Your words reveal your thoughts. Jesus said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's going to come out of your mouth is what's been building up on the inside of you. And so if your words are putting yourself down, that's because you've been thinking them thoughts already. So use your words to build yourself up. Say, I am an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. God loves me unconditionally. I can do all things through Christ. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I overcome by faith. I walk by faith, not by sight. Just and find promises that I'm a new creation in Christ. Find the ones that work for you. There's verses in there that become your life verses because they just speak to you, you know? So use your words to build yourself up, not tear yourself down. And then listen, use your imagination to build hope, not fear. God's given us this amazing gift of imagination. Every technological breakthrough came because somebody saw it. Somebody imagined it. Isn't it amazing? And just in my lifetime, the technology. See, me guys are going to be like, you're not that old, right? I mean, we had black and white TVs when I was a kid. We were glad to have one with a knob on it, right? Remote control. I was the remote control. Ray, go change the channel. All right? Yeah, and it had rabbit ears. Oh, go move it. Okay, right there, right there. You let go. It'd go fudge you. Okay, just stand there and hold it. We remember that stuff, right? I got some of us right there, right? Just stand there. Put a coat hanger. Put foil. We'd do anything. Right? To the stuff we have now, all because somebody imagined it. All the technology stuff with space and travel, I mean, it's just amazing. But the greatest thing to me is communication. I can sit here with my phone and communicate right now with anybody in the world at any time, right now, in the palm of my hand, wirelessly. That's an amazing, but somebody imagined it. That's that. So use your, it's an amazing gift God's given us. So we can use that imagination to build hope and to see things how they can be, or we can use our imagination to build fear and see things how we think they can be, but from a fearful point of view. So use your imagination to build hope, not fear. Amen. So David prayed and David obeyed. David prayed and David obeyed. It sounds cliche. It sounds trite, but pray and obey. Pray and obey. Are you with me now? All right. We're going to skip, Jenna, because I'm out of time. So we're going to skip to the book of Romans, chapter number 12. All right. Romans, chapter number 12. That's okay. We'll do that one another time. This is the verse I've been really wanting to get to this morning. You say about every verse, I know. They're all good to me. All right. All right. Romans chapter number 12. So what am I saying? When I trust in the Lord, my strength is renewed. I can't depend upon others to keep me strong. What I was going to say a minute ago, I'll just give you the point, is I need a strong foundation. And that's by hearing and doing the word, build your house on the rock, all right? And now, to be strong, I must change the way I think. I must change, what I think, what I believe, what I say, that's my thought here. I must change the way I think. Romans 12, verse number 2, New Living Translation. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. We think newness at New Year's Day. We think newness the first part of the year like this. Well, God's got an answer, and it's right here in Romans 12, verse 2. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Of course His will is good, pleasing, and perfect. It's God we're talking about here. And He is good all the time. So here are some things that we need to change the way we think. Think faith, not fear. Think faith, not fear. What is faith? Faith is believing it before I see it. Think faith, not fear. Something else I want us to think this year is think hope, not worry. Think hope, not worry. Oh, they're all up there at one time. Oh, you're already ahead of me on these. Well, you know where I'm going. Think hope, not worry. Hope, having only positive expectations. H-O-P-E, say it with me. Having only positive expectations. Think abundance, not lack. Get rid of the scarcity mindset. Think abundance. The Lord will provide. Genesis 22, that's one of God's covenant names. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. I read that this morning when Els was quoting that. I thought, I read Psalm 23 this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. Lack for anything. Think abundance, not lack. Think strong thoughts, say strong things, and have strong friends. Two are better than one. That's why we need life groups. So get ready to sign up for life groups here. I think we start the 27th of this month. So get ready. Get in a life group. It's going to be the best ones ever. Going to be these ones coming up now in January. So do these things. Think strong thoughts. I'm strong in the Lord, the power of His might. Say strong things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Have strong friends. Two are better than one. One will chase 1,000. Two will put 10,000 to flight. Do these things and have your greatest year ever. Do these things, best year ever. Do these things and be strong in the Lord. And you'll be amazed what God can do in you. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Lord, thank you so very much for how wonderful you are. Thank you for your goodness, your unfailing love, your mercy which endures forever. You so loved the world, you gave your only begotten Son. You loved us so much, you gave us the means of redemption. You gave us the way of forgiveness. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you've already died on the cross. You're not going to have to come down and die again. You've already died once and for all. And you rose again from the dead. And anybody who calls upon you will be saved. Man or woman, boy or girl, young or old, rich or poor. It doesn't matter who we are. You died for everybody. Doesn't matter what we've done, you died for it. And so we thank you so very much. Our part's to call upon you, to open up our hearts and receive you into our hearts as Lord and Savior. If we could have just for a moment here, every head bowed and every eye closed. Friends, where's your heart before the Lord right now? What's the condition of your heart, your life before Him today? If you've never asked Him to come into your heart, or if you're not sure if you have, I would like to pray for you and with you this morning. And I will lead us in a simple prayer. We call upon Him by praying. We ask Him to come into our life, come into our heart. If you've never done this, if you're not sure, I'm going to pray for you right now in just a second. If you say, Pastor Ray, please pray for me. I want to be sure. I don't know if I've ever done this or not. I'm going to ask you in a second to do one thing right where you sit, and that's just to lift your hand up high where I can see it. And then we're going to pray. Right where you sit, I'll lead us in a prayer, and God hears and answers. Secondly, if you're already a believer, but you know your life's not where it should be, but man, this is going to be your best year. And you're like, enough of that. I'm going to get things right with Him. I want to pray for you this morning as well. And if that's you, I'm going to ask you at the same time in just a second, raise your hand. And then we're going to pray, and God hears, and then God answers and does what only He can do. Are you ready? Today, if you want to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, come into your life for the very first time, or just get things right and call upon Him in a brand new way, right where you sit, could I see your hand now? If that's you, put it up high where I can see it. We're going to pray. Thank you. Thank you. See your hand. Thank you. Anybody else? We're going to pray right now. Thank you. God bless you. Thanks. See your hand. Amen. Good. Thank you. Anybody else? Good. What a great day. This is why we do this. We want to bring people who are away from God. Thanks. See your hand. People who are away from God into a living relationship with Jesus. Not religion. Forget all that. It's a living relationship with Him that God's after. All right, let's all lift one hand together. Let's all pray together. You who raised your hands, let your heart agree with these wonderful words today. Let's all pray together. We're a church family. We pray as a family. And let's all pray like this. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. I believe you died upon the cross and rose again from the dead. Today, I make you the Lord of my life. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for forgiving me. I purpose to grow as a believer. Every day, in your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's rejoice and celebrate God's goodness. Lord, thank you so very much. Now, next step. If you haven't done so already, I want you to sign up for our growth class. It's called Shift. It runs, you're already here first service. It runs during first service, right downstairs in the classroom. It's 4 Sundays, week 1's today, week 2 next Sunday. It just goes in a rotation all the time. It'll get you grounded in the Lord. It'll get you discovering who God made you to be. It'll reveal to you the gifts God's already given to you and get you to be a functioning member of the body of Christ. It's so good, and it's for your benefit. So you can sign up in the lobby, talk to them in guest services out there about how to sign up, and you can get started right away, and you will just be growing in the Lord. Amen? Hey, best year ever. Happy New Year. God bless you. Thank you for being here next Sunday, Vision Sunday. Welcome, Pastor Kevin. And thank you, Pastor Kevin, for last Sunday. Give him a great hand clap, all right? Best assistant pastor ever, that's for sure. Amen. All right, God bless you all. See you.
Thank you so much for listening in to hear the Word of God today. At Family Life Church, our purpose is to help you grow into full maturity in Christ. You can join us on Sundays at the Covina Center for the Performing Arts at 9:30 and 11 o'clock a.m.